A group of activists calling themselves cyber partisans has hacked the government of Belarus, exposing what it calls evidence of planned beatings of peaceful protesters, as well as secret bugging. President Alexander Lukashenko's government has cracked down on dissent ever since his re-election last year. The U.S. and the EU have called that election fraudulent. Let's talk to Robin Dixon. She's Moscow bureau chief for our editorial partners at the Washington Post. And Robin, these hackers claim to have access to wiretaps, secret drone footage, a secret list of security officials. How'd they get it?
Well, they actually had the help of some disaffected police and security officials, and really the scope of what they have is quite extraordinary. As you said, there's drone footage. There's even the footage from cameras inside police cells. They've hacked and disabled hundreds of surveillance cameras and published maps of that. They've published all the details of identification information of top regime figures, including even Lukashenko's son, Viktor, and other top security officials like the boss of the KGB, not just their names and addresses, but their phone numbers, details of property. We've seen internal disciplinary procedures published. So it really is quite a trove. And most strikingly, the massive amount of more than 4 million audio files of tapped internal phone calls of police and interior ministry officials.
Yeah, and I do want to ask you about that. But first of all this information that these hackers have, do the people inside Belarus, can they see this?
Yes, they can see it. A lot of it is published on Telegram, which is a secure app, and it's one of the main ways that information about protests and about the regime have been distributed and is available in Belarus.
So these wiretaps, you report that these hacktivists shared some of this audio with you about security officials in Belarus and what they were ordered to do to peaceful protesters. I mean, tell us what's in this audio and you know what the emerging picture is here.
Well, there are millions of these audio files, and of course they're still being analyzed. But what we're seeing already is, you know, very granular and very shocking evidence of violence against the protesters who were largely peaceful. One senior policeman in one audio tape is heard saying that the orders for very harsh action came right from the top. What you're also having is clear identification of the perpetrators. For example, the head of the police in Brest telling a colleague that they had more than 500 protesters on their hands and knees all night surrounded by dogs, and they were told that the more that they sent to hospital, the better, so we're beating them like stray cats. There were even cases where subordinates were asking for guidance from their police chiefs and saying things like, well, these are just peaceful protesters. They're not committing any violations whatsoever. And the answer came back, I don't care. Throw them to the ground, beat them, and make sure they're scared.
Wow. And so how is this playing in the streets then in Belarus? Are people saying, boy, this could really lead to some kind of change in the government?
I think people are watching it very carefully because this really is an unusual kind of hack. The scale and organization is quite extraordinary, and analysts are saying it is one of the biggest and most organized hacks by opposition activists against a government. Whether or not it could lead to a change in a government is another question entirely. Can you embarrass an authoritarian leader like Lukashenko out of power? The signs are that he's determined to stay. He has Russia's support. The security elite is united behind him. And in those circumstances, it can be quite difficult for activists to remove an authoritarian leader. Nonetheless, I'm always struck by how optimistic Belarusian opposition activists are about the future. And they say it's really only a matter of time.
And what else do we know about how the government and the bureaucracy of Belarus has reacted to this news? I'm reading in one of your articles, some departments have gone back to paper and pencil because of the cyber insecurity here and using cell phones not connected to the internet.
Well, Lukashenko has ordered officials to revert to paper if they can't keep their computer data safe, which is perhaps not a very practical way to run a government. You've had in big state enterprises, people have been forbidden from coming to work with smartphones. Again, clamping down on technology doesn't seem a very productive and sustainable way to deal with this problem. And no doubt we'll see some tightening up of their internet security protocols, which apparently have been very slack, with whole departments using one password. And we have seen a continuing crackdown. There have now been more than 33,000 arrests. There are more than nearly 700 political prisoners, and people have been getting sentences of up to 14 years. You can be arrested for just hanging a banner or a flag or posting a poop emoji under a policeman's social media post. So the crackdown continues.
Robin Dixon is the Moscow bureau chief of the Washington Post. Robin, thanks again.
No problem. Lovely to talk to you.